Yes, madam. Why did you hang up the call?
He just hang it. I don't have a good network here. But I can't see anything under my name here.
Yes,
I just open and see that there is nothing.
Yes, now listen to me what I'm telling you. There is two eBay account is running in my server under your name. Two eBay account.
Maybe the wrong number. Maybe they put the wrong number under my name.
Yes, that's the reason. They put your number by mistakenly, and that's the reason you are facing this problem. So I'm helping you to close the second eBay account, which is running without your knowledge, right? So try to cooperate with me. You need to close the second eBay account. Otherwise, their money is going to charge on you, right?
I just want to go to the police station. And then I'll
listen
tell them what to
me. What do you think, madam? What do you think? Your police will help you in this case? It's an eBay case. So you are connected with the eBay security team. I will help you, okay? Just cooperate with me. I will close your second eBay account, okay? I will close your fake eBay account, okay? Just cooperate with me.
Okay.
Okay, so open your Play Store.
Okay.
Have you opened your Play Store? Your Play Store now.
Yes, open Play Store, brother.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. And in your Play Store, very top, it says search for apps, right?
Search for app, yes.
Yes, click over there and type AnyDesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, AnyDesk. Okay?
A-N-Y.
It's A N Y. A as in Alpha, N as in November, Y as in Yellow, D as in Delta, E as in Echo, S as in Sugar, K as in Killer. It's any desk, okay? Once you type any desk, what can you see over there? Do you see anything? It says any desk remote desktop.
Yeah, I can see that.
Click on that and click on install. In that application, madam, you will get your cancellation ID number, and with the help of that number, I'm going to close your second eBay account, which is running in our server without your knowledge, okay? So that is downloading any desk remote desktop.
No, it's saying I don't have enough space in my device to download.
Okay, no worries. So you can do one thing, madam. You can remove any of your one application which you don't want to use, any useless application. You can remove any useless application from your phone and then try to download that AnyDesk, okay? Do it properly.
E for Delta, E for S for Sugar, K for Killa.
Yes, now again try to download that. Once it will be downloaded, you will see option open. Simply give a click on open, okay?
Maybe I can do it on the computer because on the phone it's showing me to delete so many things.
Okay, no issue. So turn on your computer.
Yes, ma'am. You will type over there any day. You will click on search.
Your computer is on. Madam, your computer is on.
It's slow, yeah, it's slow loading because you're in that new area, there's not a good connection.
I understand. I do believe that. So, you are downloading that application in your phone, right?
I was trying on my phone, but it's not working. This I can delete most things.
Yes, you can delete any of your useless application and try to download that any desk or desktop in your phone.
No, I can delete eBay because I don't use eBay anyway.
You can delete that. You can delete that eBay and then try to download any desk.
So let me try to delete eBay.
Yes. Have you done that?
Yes. This is not coming yet.
Listen me, once you delete eBay, go and check your Play Store, is that any desk remote desktop is downloading. Put it on downloading. Is downloading now?
Sorry? No, it's
not. What happened? Tell me what is showing you.
Someone from David.
Saying that I don't have enough space, I don't know why this one is.
Okay, no issue. Do you have any other useless application in your phone?
No.
You can remove any of your application, and once you've done that, you can remove any deck as well, okay?
Okay, when my husband comes back, I'll ask him to do it.
Listen to me, ma'am. It's very important. You need to do that right now. I will help you. You can remove any of your useless applications, madam. And if you want that again, so you can download that again after this work, okay?
The problem I can't download.
I'm here to helping you. I'm here to helping you. You can remove your any application from your phone and then try to download the any desk, ma'am. It's very important. You need to download that. All right, please try to understand me.
What's the name again?
It's any desk remote desktop. It's a red color application with the white diamond shape. Okay? Have you got that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And once it's done, you simply give a click on open, okay?
Now open it. Open that application. Yes, ma'am. You see, it's given your address, something like that.
Now tell me what exactly you can see in your mobile screen. Have you downloaded that application?
I'm trying, it's not working.
Take your time, ma'am. You need to download that. You have to download that, okay? You are an educated person. You know how to do that.
They use my number only or with my name?
Your number, your name, everything, madam. That's the reason I'm helping you. That's why I'm telling you it's a very serious matter, right? You can remove any of your useless application from your phone, madam. You can remove any of your useless application. Now after this work, you can download that again. Yes, very good. Very good, very good. Once it will done, you will see an option open. Simply give a click on open.
Okay,
I over there, A as an alpha.
No, man. When the first one is nine.
And okay. Oh. It's downloaded,
ma'am. It's on 74%.
Okay, very good. Just wait. It will be followed very soon. Okay, so how much is done now?
Just say open.
Yes, click on open. Now, what exactly you can see in your mobile screen?
License activation.
You can click on allow. Click on allow. Now tell me, what exactly you can see over there? Madam, do you see anything? It says your address and then some 9-digit number over there.
No.
And what exactly you can see over there?
They don't tell me. License activation.
Clicked on activation. I'm clicked on OK or allow.
No, they just say agree with that. But
click on agree. Yes. Click on agree. Click on agree. Okay. Now tell me what exactly you can see over there.
Come back to normal screen.
Just go back on screen.
Yeah, try to open it from starting. Try to open that any desk application from starting. It's a red color application with the white diamond face. Am I right?
Yes, ma'am. Be on hold. Yes, ma'am. You do one thing, you just be on hold.
Madam, I'm still.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm trying.
Just tell me which color application is that.
Any desk plugin, yeah? Add one. So it's not working.
No need to click on any desk plugin or anything like that, madam. I told you to download any desk remote desktop, right?
Yeah, they say open and then I try to open.
Uh-huh.
It's saying plugin activate.
No, click on cancel. Click on cancel. No need to
cancel. I click on cancel, but nothing is coming out.
Listen to me. Come back in your normal home screen and try to open your any desk again, okay? Try to open that again. Close each and everything. Remove all of your information, like remove your all application from your background and open your press any desk page.
It's just flashing and it's saying me this number, 702.
Uh-huh.
2322.
Uh-huh.
And 7.
Okay. So the number is 702-262-27. Am I right?
Yes.
Like it's an 8-digit number or it's a 10-digit number, ma'am?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, it's a 9-digit. Tell me the full 9-digit number.
Oh, 6.
Tell
but it's not my name.
No,
why they putting the name, the numbers?
Not your number and your name. It's your cancellation number. It's your cancellation number. Just tell me the number. Tell me the number one by one.
7-0-2-2-6-2-2-7-6.
So the number is 702-262-276. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. And under that number, madam, do you see any option? It says set password. Set password.
Yes.
Click
yes.
on that. Click on that.
Yes.
Now what can you see over there?
Always show the incoming. Second, I don't need it.
Okay. Listen to me. Scroll down that page little bit. Scroll down little bit. Do you see any option? It says permission profile.
Sorry?
Scroll down that page little bit. Do you see any option? It says permission profile.
Yes. Yes.
Click on that. Okay, now once you click on permission profile, what exactly you can see over there?
Nothing.
Like what comes up in your mobile screen?
It's just saying the same permission, allowed other device to serve.
Scroll down little bit. There's a last option, permission profiles. The last option, permission profile. You got that?
Yes.
Clicked on that. Now, what is that? Okay.
Access control list.
Do you see the last option, attendant access? You need to
maybe,
click.
Maybe you call me back when my husband is coming.
Listen
here.
To me, madam. Ma'am, listen to me. It's almost done. And you are very cooperative, right? You are doing each and everything very good, very properly, okay? It's almost done. We can't leave that. Listen to me. Once you see the permission profile at the very last option, under that clear...
Oh, on the last one, they say protect setting.
No, need to go in setting. I'm telling you, ma'am. In the any desk, once you clicked on permissions, right? Like once you clicked on set password, you get the option. It says permission profile at the very bottom, right?
Yes.
Just click on permission profile.
Yes.
What exactly you can see over there?
Default and screen sharing.
Now listen, click on the last option. Click on the last option, attendant access.
An attendant.
Yes.
I don't want to attend it. I say an attendant.
Yes, click on that. Now, do you see any option? It says enable attendant access. Enable attendant access, the second option.
Yes,
click on that. Now.
Doesn't even access my account anyway, because if
That's the reason I'm helping you out to set the password. Now, once you clicked on enable attendant access, it's asking for your password, am I right?
Yes.
Yes, now put the password over there, support, S-U, S as in sugar, U as in umbrella.
Sir?
Just type the password, support, ma'am. S as in sugar.
So I can put my own one.
Listen to me, ma'am. You need to put the password properly. I'm providing you the password for this eBay closing account, okay? It could be, you can type like eBay1234. And all the letters should be in lowercase. All the letters should be in lowercase. eBay, E-B-E-Y. E-B-A-Y 1234, okay?
E-B-Y.
Listen to me. You need to type E-B-E-A-Y. Okay, and then 1234. All right.
E-B-E-A-Y. E-B-E-A-Y. 1234.
Now,
four.
Tell me what did you type over there?
Uh-oh. It's gone.
Open it again. Tell me what did you type over there?
E-B, A-Y, 1234.
Okay, so the password is E-B-A-Y, 1234. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just wait for the moment. Be on that page. Click on OK. Just give a click on OK.
Okay.
Yes. Now, just wait for the moment. Let me verify the numbers and your password in my server. Once it will done, I will provide you, I will help you out to cancel your transaction, okay? So it's almost done. You're a very cooperative person, madam. Very good for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. You just be on that page, okay? Don't close that page. Be on that page where you can see your address and the 9-digit number. All right. Be on
that page. There is no address.
No, I'm not talking about the address. You see the numbers, the 9-digit numbers starting from 70. Am I right? Just be on that page. Don't close that page, okay? And if you see any changes in your...